signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, 16 August 2016. Our backs are against the proverbial wall, folks. You know, since doing the program yesterday, I'm doing some thinking. And I'm going to make a deal with this listening audience. I do believe that things will change economically and socially. It's not going to be overnight, but that I think we're going to stop the downhill slide going into 2017. If there is no uptick and things continue to get worse, well, then steps will be taken that, well, let me just put it plainly. I don't agree with Mr. Whitehead on who gets in the White House, because I've seen something happen that I have not seen in my lifetime. I've seen a guy that has been nailing and going to the root of the problems, unlike any other politician I've ever seen. Usually in election cycles, you hear the promises that are never kept. You hear the rah-rah speech, and somehow we're going to continue, and we're going to move on, hope and change, give it a name, I don't care. But in present-day America, you're seeing things exposed like you've never seen them exposed. Things are being revealed that people have never even thought of, let alone considered, because they didn't see it on their nightly news. They're hearing the information from people like you. And where you're getting your information from is people like us. So I'm going to make a deal with you. Here it is. We're sitting here, 16 August 2016. If Hillary Clinton is president in 2017, I can guarantee you this. The economy will continue to founder until the bottom drops out. We've been waiting for that other financial shoe to drop, but they're still getting us all in debt to perpetuate their ginormous scam. That will continue in 2017. The investment money that has been non-existent for the last 8 years is going to be even less of it. The banks, half the banks in this country right now, folks, are broke. Half of them. Notice I said. The other half? Well, they're not as funded as well as they would like everybody to believe, but they haven't been doing any business for the last 8 years, have they? No, they have not. And woe unto us that we have allowed these creatures to control our medium of exchange for good services and labor. God help us. 103 years now it's been going on. It's 103 years too long. I think we might see some changes in that in the coming year. People are pissed. They're now being brought to the point to face the problem and the real roots of the problem. And for that, I think you're going to see a lot of people going, yeah, I agree. I'm going to join in on the fix to the problem. I'm going to educate myself. I'm going to get more involved. I'm going to encourage others. I think what you're going to see in 2017 is the last vestige of the strength of America will be exercised. And I think it's going to be enough. Hillary Clinton gets in. I wouldn't give you two hoots and a holler for this network, no matter how it was funded. Oh, man. Because the chaos and the maelstrom that's going to ensue is going to be horrendous. So I'll make you a deal. You continue to support this network and we'll keep plugging away. Without the support, we can't possibly continue. You know, I was thinking this morning, I was having my morning coffee, just staring, had the 1,000-yard stare. And I was thinking about the days when this network first opened up. 2 years removed from a recession that started in 2006, some would argue before that. We had advertisers 2 and 3 deep with product and service very similar, and we got to choose the best one. We didn't have problems funding this network or finding advertisers, and we concentrated on the core of what this network is about, and that's education. Bringing you the news that nobody else will bring you. Oh, there are other outlets out there, but some have told me and attested that you guys are the best at doing it, and I thank you for that. I would like to be better, but sometimes better means more money. I don't even want to go there. We're just talking about maintaining what we do have. So I'll make you a deal. We'll stay in the battle. We'll stay in the fight. Give us a few tools in which to continue that. And we'll be here. If not, all bets are off. And I, for one, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be sitting along the sidelines watching what is happening and be powerless to do a damn thing about it. I don't like that position. That's what most of America feels that it is trapped in, and there's no way out. Still doing a pledge drive for this network. We need the bucks, folks. I mean, we're the rocketeers here of the media. We're the Buck Rogers. No bucks, no Buck Rogers. Support this network, for God's sakes. By helping us, you're helping yourself and helping other people that are finally starting to crawl out of this morass, this witless, hopeless morass they find themselves in. They don't know where to go. Many of you have come here. You've heard the comments throughout the years how we have transformed people's lives. You know, I never really gave serious thought to that. But I have lately. And I have looked at what has passed for media for most of our lives. Carefully chosen stories that take you to a point and take you no further. If it's too hot, we'll divert you. If it's even hotter, you're getting close to that third rail, we'll lie to you. Or we'll just do what you're seeing the media do right now. Folks, with all the fundamental, and I do mean fundamental problems we have in this network, listen to your news today. Listen to it. Is it discussing anything of any substance? Is it reporting on anything that will make a damn bit of difference? No, it is not. It is not. That's why I started doing what I'm doing now almost a quarter of a century ago. That's why I'm still here. The job's not finished. Hell, we're just beginning. Now, that may not make you want to jump out of your chair and shout, yippee, at least we're starting. There's going to be a long row to hoe, folks. Who do you want to be in that fight? Do you want to be there? I want to be there. Make it possible. Is the, Mikey, is the office number still out? Okay, so the, yeah, give it a try. This is a daily thing until Vonage decides to. We gave them a few keys yesterday. They're not going to have any excuse tomorrow that we're not going to have everything ported over correctly. It's coming in for right now? Okay, 800-724-27. Where did it ring? I didn't. Well, okay. 800-724-2719. Folks, please, I've made a deal with you. We'll stay in the fight. I'm not going to guarantee anything after January of 2017 because I think there's going to be a lot that is not predictable. But I do know if we get somebody in there that really brings up the hopes and the willingness to join in the fray, join in the fight, I think we're going to be looking at a different year next year. And if it's not, we will simply cease to exist. I don't like predictions. I don't like future predictions. Because when you have the ability to chip in and change, that's what we need to be doing. And I don't give a damn how dark or dank it looks next week, next month. Are you ready to throw in the towel? Are you ready to give up? Our dear, dear government and all the wonderful people, hope you're around to listen to the Mitch McConnell story. This is classic. This is normal in Washington, D.C. The abject, you know, when you say the word corruption, yeah, people heard it so many times. Yeah, okay, I know Washington's corrupt. Do you know that you are laying down and accepting without doing anything about it? With barely raising your voice above a whisper? We've got a choice. We can change things. We can sit along the sidelines and just bellyache on how bad things really are. And oh, woe is us. And kiss America goodbye after 230-some years. Well, it was a good run, but what the hell? Not what we're facing here, folks. There is no reprieve. There is no second chance. Once this country goes down, any semblance and any remembrance of freedom and liberty will go out the window with it. Now, is that a prospect that you want to look into the future and see coming into view, starting to see the fangs on the beast? I don't. Because I know it can be beat. It can be beat with the truth. It can be beat with the evidence. It can be beat with you and your willingness to stand. It's my choice. It's your choice. Call us today. I made the deal. We'll be here. Support us. Let me get angry and fired up again. Let me get back in this fray. Let me get back in the fight. We're in round one, and this is a 15-rounder, folks. The fight has just begun. I want to be in on a reconstruction. I want to be in on the feeling that every day of my life, things are getting better. Remember that feeling you used to have? That you'd get up in the morning, look forward to going to your job, having breakfast with your wife and your kids. Now, do you have a wife? Do you have any kids? Have you been divorced? Have you been reduced? Has your business been smashed? You paying out the nose, not really gotten a raise in 15, 20 years? Do you remember the days when things were better? Well, they can be surpassed when days were good in this country. They could seem like almost heaven. Folks, it's a new day. And I can guarantee you one thing. If you build it, people will come. Let me steal a line out of the Kevin Costner movie. I liked at the end of that movie where the guy, the writer, was sitting there and he says, wait a minute. He says, people are looking at yesterday and they want to be a part of that. Not to jump down some wormhole and pull the earth over you and forget about it. Try to escape from where you're at right now. There's a line in that movie that says, look, people will come. He said they'll hand over their money without even thinking about it. Because they want what they recognized was once good. Can be again. Call us. I want to hear that phone ringing before I get out of this office. Please make me believe that you give a crap. 800-724-2719. What if I don't talk until that phone rings? What if we just get silence?
Please call 512-716-1603 or 512-716-1883 or 512-716-1897.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know...
The American people have to express their displeasure with the government is through voting, which is really no real recourse at all. The penalties for civil disobedience, whistleblowing, rebellion are severe. That's current day. That's now. And if you refuse to pay your taxes for government programs you believe to be immoral or illegal, guess what happens to you? You go to jail. Or what's even worse, you don't even get three hots on a cot. You get your life wiped out. Your home disappears. Your family disappears. Your life disappears. And if you refuse to pay those, go to jail. If you attempt to overthrow the government or any agency thereof because you believe it has overstepped its reach, guess what you'll do? You'll go to jail. If not, find yourself in a box. If you attempt to blow the whistle on government misconduct, there's a pretty good chance you'll go to jail. And for too long, the American people have been made to act like puppets dancing to the tyrant's tune. Aren't you tired of it? My God. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. Do you still have the fight left in you? Do you? And for those out there that were just the go-along, get-alongs. Yeah, okay, I don't like it, but you know what? I don't want any trouble in my life, and I just... Really? So you've obeyed the government's dictates, no matter how extreme. You've paid its taxes, its penalties and fines, no matter how outrageous. You've tolerated its indignities, its insults, its abuses, no matter how egregious. We've turned a blind eye to its indiscretions, its incompetence, no matter how imprudent. And we've held our silence in the face of the lawlessness, the licentiousness, and the corruption, no matter how illicit and how much in your face. My God. And we have suffered. Oh, man, we have suffered. And how long we continue to suffer depends on how much we're willing to give up for the sake of freedom. You know, the one thing that I see, if we do not do the righteous fight, and we have to take up arms to try to get this country back, I don't like the odds. The odds are not with us. As long as we're able to stand and speak, we have a chance. But laying down is not the answer. Cowering is not the answer. The answer is to continue to educate yourself, and you do not lose hope or faith. And you need to support those that are willing to do the fighting. And man, it's been mauled over. It's been ripped apart. It's been this grand experiment, this republic that we have created, that it gave you the chance of success, no matter what you envision as being a success. Success doesn't always equate to dollars. We've been shoved in this material crap hole for so long, people gauge their worth by how much money they put in their bank accounts. That's the measure of success for people anymore. And how much that money can buy you when the thugs come a-calling, so you can hire the lawyers and make the payoffs to the illicit regime, so you can continue to live relatively unfettered for another day. That's life. American founders have provided us with a very specific explanation about the purpose of government and a roadmap. It isn't like we're walking around blind or in the dark. It's given us a roadmap for what to do when the government abuses its authority, it ignores our objections, and it establishes itself as a tyrant. That's treason. And by any standard, guess what? Hey, pal. Hey, lady. Climb those gallows poles. You put the rope around your own neck. I didn't put it there. You did. By swearing to take an oath of office that you have done nothing to uphold. I mean absolutely nothing. And you walk around giving interviews, calling this country a great democracy. On that alone, you should be pulled out of office. For that alone. Forget all the criminality and the thuggery and everything else you support. Just on that one little issue alone, they should be removed from office. We've got to choose between a peaceful slavery, in other words, maintaining the status quo in servitude to the police state. We've got to choose between peaceful slavery and dangerous freedom. Well, what's it going to be? That will mean carving out a path in which we begin to take ownership of our government, starting at the local level, challenging that status quo, and raising hell whenever the government official steps out of line. It's for us to do. Sorry. You don't get a free pass on this one. This is what's been handed you. These are the cards we've been given, and this is the game we got to play. But I'm not going to count on luck. 800-724-2719, folks. Make a donation today. For God's sakes, help me keep the contract with you. Help me keep the deal going.
Took it away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
$100. Thank you. Steve O, $30. Mike D, $100. Check the mailbox during the break. Thank you, Alan. He sent in $50. And Jerry, I guess, I don't know who Jerry is. Spelled J-E-R-I. I think that's a wife. Would that be Jerry, a wife? Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Cheryl, you sent in $60 cash. Came in the mailbox today. Thank you, Cheryl. John, how you doing?
I wanted to I guess, agree with you about what you said. This government doesn't care what they do to us, and they will take away your rights. I've had mine taken away. I'm calling to tell you I'm going to send you a small check. I sold a couple hogs the other day, and I have a couple extra dollars. I'm not wealthy, but I want to keep hearing you.
Well, I want to keep being here. I mean, it's come down, John, it's come down to a choice. Either we are or we aren't. That's it.
Well, I don't know if these people out there realize that they will take away your rights. They will put you in a small concrete building and leave you there. And it ain't a lot of fun. So you'll get my check in the mail, and thank you for what you're doing, John.
John, I'm going to keep doing it as long as I possibly can. I mean,
keep it up.
We have to. I don't see any other choice, do you?
I don't think there is a choice, John. I don't know if it'll help, but I've always kind of thought the government will wait till everything is totally broke till they fix anything. And I hope I'm wrong.
Well, you're not gonna like to see the repairs that they're going to offer you for the broke system that they themselves broke.
Well, you know, I honestly have always thought this my whole life. I'm in my 60s now, and I've always thought this was coming. And I hope I've prepared myself for it. I'm a farmer. I can grow my own food and pretty much take care of myself as it stands. But there's a lot of people out there depend on somebody else for their food and their water and all this and that. And
well, John,
I'm fortunate not to be one of them.
Well, you're in your 60s, and surviving is great. But sitting there with a pork chop on your plate and the vegetables you grew in your garden, and you got something to eat tonight, but keeping yourself alive for another day just to watch everything around you crumble, I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, I don't like that part, John.
Yeah.
I don't like that part. We're supposed to leave the place a little bit nicer than we found it, and as it stands, I don't believe we're doing that.
Well, it's our watch now.
I understand that, you know. But I go down to senior center here where I live, and there's a lot of people down there that are totally entitled to everything. You know, all they want is more. You know, I'm entitled to this. They said they're going to give me this. Where's my money? And it's their grandchildren that are so special, you know, that they're screwing. They're not screwing me. I don't understand it, John. I just don't get it. But anyway, that's how the world is now, and I don't have a new answer, sir. I don't have an answer. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's sad.
No, we do know what needs to be done in order to fix the problems. We go through great lengths explaining in great detail what the problems are and where they emanate from. That's what makes us, this network, different than any other thing out there. We know what the problems are. We know what they are, and we know what the needed fixes are. There are answers there, John. There are answers there.
I agree, but there's a lot of people that just don't seem to care as long as they're... My father used to say, fat, dumb, and happy.
Well, but that, John, that has always been that way. It has always been a small percentage of people that have kept it going, that have kept it alive. While the other people are wrapped up in their materialism or what can you do for me or anything else. The numbers are growing, that's for sure. We see how this culture and the society, this government has been infected. We know that. But there is a large number and growing larger. And politically, that's why you're seeing this split in this country right now. This is why people are not lukewarm one way or the other. They're taking sides based on the knowledge that they have. Unfortunately, a lot of people in this country have bad information in their head. So how can they ever come up with a good solution with bad information? But there are people that are educating themselves. That's why we are here. That's why we need to continue.
Well, I know I certainly enjoy listening to you. You know, the Bible says you got to work by the sweat of your brow for your daily bread, and it really irritates me when these so-called Christians don't think they got to work anymore. I guess they changed the Bible for them.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's pearly gates and there's gates of hell. That'll be the deciding factor. Once you go down that road, there ain't no coming back, brother.
I know, but they're missing the joy of succeeding. You know, there's a certain joy you get when you grow a crop of corn and you're successful at it, or raise hogs, or whatever they do, weld, build cars, whatever it is. There's a joy of doing something, and I guess a lot of people are missing that.
Yeah, they are. John, I want to thank you.
All right. I thank you too, John.
All right. See you. That's who our listeners are. Common everyday laborers, farmers, business people, if they still got a business left. I've had lawyers off air tell me that I have learned more about law from your network than I did in law school. And I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars getting my little certificate. And I learned more about law from your network than I did from law school. Well, that's a hell of a statement. John in Missouri. I'm sorry? Bill in New Jersey. Hello, Bill.
Okay, hey, Bill in New Jersey here. Hey, John. My comment or question to you is about Trump and what he's going to do with putting people in place once he gets in. And like you just said, lawyers learn more from you and your programming and your station. How about you and some of the great fellas at your station work for Trump? Maybe we could put you in charge of the EPA or something like that.
How about if I'm in there to dismantle the EPA? how about if I'm asked by the Trump administration to come in and maybe take on a project of making what he said about every agency? Where's your fat? I'll tell you the one thing that I would like to be in with Ben Carson, and I hope to God he puts Ben Carson in there to take care of the VA problem. I'd work with Ben Carson on that deal.
That's what I mean. We need a lot of or awake people, the people who listen to you guys. I mean, if he gets regular folks in there, they're not going to know how to fix anything because they don't know how corrupt it really is.
Oh, it's corrupt. To many people, Bill, they just throw up their hands. They don't know what to do. They don't even know how to attack the problem. Well, we have a very simple rule book that, well, wait a minute, we can pull that off the shelf and we can brush the dust off. It's called the Constitution. How about we start there? How about we start measuring everything that the government is doing, put that on a constitutional basis? First thing I would start with, guess what I would start with, Bill?
The media.
No, the money.
Oh.
No. As I said, going to the heart of the problem rather than just whacking at some branches and getting useless, useless energy spent.
Like going after, like, the top thieves of our century, you know, go and take the money back from the Rothschilds, the Bush crime family. Actually, we take all their money. There's trillions of dollars out there. We can straighten shit right out right away, and we can have a few hangings.
Well, like I said, without upsetting the apple cart too badly, what I see Donald Trump doing, and I was talking to somebody earlier today about this, Mayor Koch in New York, okay? Donald Trump wanted to revitalize parts of New York that were just eroding, just going into nothing, wasn't attracting any new business. There was nothing. He went to the banks. He said, look, loan me some money. I know what I'm doing. I can build buildings. I can revitalize business, entire business districts. Without Koch's help picking up the phone and suggesting to the New York bankers, hey, why don't you do some contracts here? Why don't you loan some money to Donald Trump? What I see Donald Trump doing when he gets into office, he's going to pick up that phone. He's going to call these bankers and tell them, hey, look, enough of the game playing. You've been bailed out and protected. Now it's time to throw open your credit window. put that investment capital back out there in the market. I'm trying to build some jobs here. We can't do it without money. That's what I see Donald Trump first doing. Maybe a little bit later on, we can take a real solid look at going back to that dusty little rule book called the Constitution and having debt-free money once again in this country. Holy mackerel. All the middlemen that have gotten in between what is actually being produced, it's all going up in smoke. It's going to the middle people. It's going to the middleman that does nothing.
Right.
That'd be my first priority. And I'll tell you what, if Donald Trump put me in a position, the first thing I'd do is hop a plane from Washington, D.C., get down to Victoria, Texas, be knocking on Ron Paul's door and say, okay, you flapped your jaws about this before, now you got an opportunity to do something about it. You're needed in Washington. Pack your bag, let's go. Your job's not done yet.
Right. That's a good idea. And your RPN would become the number one media in the country because everybody would realize that the rest of it's crap.
Well, I would say that we might garner a little bit more support in what we've been trying to do. We've done it on next to nothing for so long, I can't believe we've even done it.
Well, you're now sitting in the spot where it's finally to come to fruition that more people will find out about you and others on your station if Trump gets in and starts breaking down some of this crap.
This is what I said. This is why this is why I made the deal. I'll keep fighting. If you guys support us, we'll continue to be here. The greatest stress of my life right now is just keeping this network running day to day. There's a lot of good hosts on this network. Hosts have been with us for a number of years. A lot of information has poured out. Hell, we could shut down tomorrow if we had archives and went all the way back to our start. Good information is not bad. It never goes bad. It doesn't have a timeline. It doesn't spoil like your overly pasteurized milk does. I want to be in that fight. I don't know if I'll get a call from the Trump administration or not.
That guy on Sunday, the doctor, I don't know why his name is slipping my mind. He's on like from 11 a.m. to 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. Older fella. Well, he talked to Trump. He said it on his program 2 weeks ago that Trump contacted him about water. Apparently he's a water expert.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump asked him if he wanted to get involved on the team or whatever. And he said, I'm too old. I'm not going to leave. You know, I'd rather go fishing and stay at some lake house. And
What? Come on.
Your guy on your station. He says that Trump contacted him about joining his group. He's on Sunday mornings from 11 a.m. to 2 o'clock.
You're talking about Dr. Wynn Parker and said he wanted to go fishing?
Yeah, he said that his dream is that he would want to just go out and sit in some cabin out in the woods and go fishing, and he wouldn't want to go down to Washington and help Trump, except for he would give him some information and whatnot, but he wasn't ready to put in a full-time job in government anymore.
I'm going to put your statement. I'm going to call Mr. Parker, and I'm going to ask him, because I'll tell you what, fishing and living in a cabin, yeah, great. We got work to do.
I agree, and I believe that, you know, there's a connection that somebody from your group has got a connection with Trump. I think you guys should have Wayne call up Trump and say, listen, I got a bunch of guys over here, including John, who runs the place, and a bunch of other guys. You need to take them all into your freaking group, place them all around the country in all these top places, all these government groups, and take this freaking country back with guys who know what the hell they're doing.
I'll call Mr. Parker. Thank you, Bill. By the way, Bill, when was the last time you donated to the network?
Sir, I've never donated to the network. I've only been listening to RBN I found you guys in 6 months ago. I came over with Beagle.
I was listening to a little bit of him, and I found him through James McCanney, a scientist I was listening to, and I promise I will donate as well, and I've been giving people your phone number as much as possible to tell people, call up, it's free radio, check this out. So I'm promoting you too, buddy.
All right, well, Bill, make a donation, man. You've been here 6 months. I've been here 13 years.
I know, you guys are amazing. I know it's amazing that you've been there that long. And honestly, I'm a little pissed off that you guys have been at this for this long and not as many people as I think should know about it. Like, I'm 55 years old. I'm just finding out about all this crap here in my later life. And it's a real damn shame that you guys have been out there squawking about this all this time and no one freaking is listening.
Bill, the only thing I can say, I got to go to commercial. The only thing I can say is welcome to the fight. Welcome aboard. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Has stopped ringing. Who's up next? The Trump phenomenon? What if people tuned into that and they didn't hear anything? We had four donations. John that said he's sending in a check. He sold a couple of hogs. Jim gave $100. Steve gave 30. And Mike gave 100. Cheryl check the mailbox, I said. Cheryl sent $60 cash. Says, thank you for waking folks up around the country. Thank you. I want to keep doing it. You know, during one of the breaks, my cell phone rings. I got two of these calls earlier today from, looks like, jolly old England. Well, at least it was an English exchange. And here is a woman with an obvious accent telling me she's from Microsoft and she's there to help me with my Windows. Three calls I got today. And the last one I just got, I said, I know you people are a scam. I said, what the hell do you think you... She dropped the F-bomb on me. She said, F you. I gave it right back to her. Now, let me explain something here. There's even a scam going on right now, and I got one of these calls last week. Well, here at the office, and I've got them at home. This is the IRS calling. You're being sued. Call us back. So I called back. And I said, you're the IRS, huh? Yeah, we're in the Internal Revenue Service. I said, you guys are freaking liars. I said, number one, they work off taxpayers' money and they give out 800 numbers. Now, what if, folks, if we had an honest government and you made an honest complaint and you got some federal agency on the line with you and you went and you played through the scam and they had time to track and trace where those phone calls were coming from? Hell. What about you do this on a basis of, well, you know, hey, they always end up, they need money from you. Okay, well, several phone calls can be made. You could get it right down to the square inch of where this little criminal cabal is operating out of. Is that ever going to happen? Not under the current. Nah, there's too many people making money off of making you secure, while the people that are making you insecure are left unfettered. I mean, how egregious is that? Calling up and saying you're from the Internal Revenue Service and you're being... That's a patented... that's a corporate entity. You can't steal their stuff. You can't steal their name. Representing yourself as being an agency of the federal government, don't you think that an agency would be on the ball and be there to work with you if you wanted to blow the whistle and get the bad guy? Nah, they're too busy covering up for the criminals. Folks, it's do or die. Do it now. Call us. Go to the website. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. We take Discover. We take MasterCard. MasterCard? MasterCharge. Visa. Diners Club. You can make it's right there. Hit the donate button. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Do the PayPal. Make a good donation. Make a monthly donation. Budget it in. Make an investment in your damn future, folks, because we're getting tired over here. Energize us. Keep us in the fight. You heard my deal, and I'm serious. (800) 724-2719. Make that call now. Make a good donation. Keep us going.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.